And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Glad you're joining us today. If I sound happy, I am. We've had a great 2 weeks of holidays, and last Friday night we had the most amazing Festival of Lights. The Civic Center lighting in our parade was absolutely gorgeous. The weather held. In fact, it was warm as relative. It was not freezing cold or chilly. It was actually quite nice where you weren't bundled up in three layers of coats. It was just one coat and maybe a scarf and some mittens. But it was gorgeous. We had 48 entries in the parade. Just a lovely, lovely night. And please, if you're out and about driving around and you want to look at some beautiful, beautiful lights, go see the Prescott Valley Civic Center. It is absolutely incredible. My hats and kudos off to the Public Works Department, who's worked on it so diligently and was creative this year and just absolutely better than ever. And so to the town of Prescott Valley, thank you for just building that and doing such a beautiful job and creating our piece of the holiday season. Also, we had a wonderful, and again, we keep dodging these raindrops and these clouds. The stroll through Valley of Lights, about 2,800 people walk through the Valley of Lights. Wonderful evening. Again, that little bit of cloud cover kept it warmer. The event spot had hot chocolate and face painting and the Grinch, and it was just a great community event. But again, stroll, we do that only the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So it is only one time when we do close Valley of Lights to vehicular traffic. So you can still see Valley of Lights. It is open every night from 6 to 10 p.m. located in Fane Park. So come on by. Lots of beautiful lights there again as part of all of our communities and wonderful to the holiday season. So with that, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, it's about some holiday celebrations. I have Rabbi Julie Koslow. She is the new rabbi at Temple Beer Shalom. We'll be talking about Hanukkah. And then also, Don't Spend Christmas Alone, Liz Kennedy with the St. Luke's Episcopal Church, for making sure you're not spending your Christmas holiday by yourself. So lots of here going on. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We're going to take a short break. And you're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We've decked the halls at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Oh, what fun the whole family will have with a December to remember. Now through December 29th, rock around our ice skating rink. Eat, drink, and be merry with hot cocoa and holiday treats. But wait, do you hear? Special visits from Santa spreading holiday cheer. For more information, visit us at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. It's going to be a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Is that crack or chip blocking your view? AAA can help. Call the company you already trust for everything automotive. AAA Auto Glass Service is now available in the greater Prescott area. Their mobile auto glass technicians come to you to repair or replace your windshield and can help file your claim paperwork too. It's that easy. AAA Auto Glass makes things so much clearer. Schedule your service today. Call AAA Auto Glass at 855-AAA-GLASS.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner. Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This year, Hanukkah is an 8-day celebration of light, and it starts on December the 22nd and runs for those 8 nights, which is over the Christmas holiday, which is unique. Sometimes it happens like that, sometimes that's the way it is this year. But so many people, when they hear Hanukkah, wonder exactly what is Hanukkah for many folks that have not grown up with the close to the Jewish faith. So joining me is Rabbi Julie Koslow. She is the new rabbi for Temple Bris Shalom. And Rabbi Julie, welcome, if you don't mind me calling you
so
that.
Much.
Because
no, that's what I like to be called.
Oh, wonderful. So you were saying that you've been here 5 weeks.
5 weeks, that's right. And so, I love it.
Oh, good. I was going to say, so how do you find it. Our community? And do you like it already?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I find the community just to be warm and kind and generous. And, I feel like a very blessed and lucky human being and rabbi that I found such a great job in a town like this. So I'm very happy. Thank you.
Well, we feel the same way about it. So we're glad you're feeling our love.
I am feeling it.
Where did you come from?
I came from Wilmington, North Carolina, where I was at a synagogue for 5 years. I was happy there. It was good. But, you know, I'm getting a little bit older, although I say that only in years. I don't feel that in spirit. And my kids, but more importantly, my grandkids are all in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, somebody said to me, why are you leaving a congregation you're happy at? And I said, because it doesn't matter how happy I am, I can't get my grandkids closer than 3,000 miles if I stay here. So I saw this job and I applied for it, and I feel like it was a real blessing and a godsend that I got the job. So
yes.
Here I am, and I'm going to be able to see my kids way more than just twice a year, which what it's been for the last decade. And that wasn't enough.
That's right. And, you know, you're an example of what when I see, and you've come obviously from North Carolina, but your kids or your family still in California, what I see in the chamber and our visitor center and people moving here from California, and everybody says, well, you know, people, why are they moving here? Well, for a lot of families that are retiring or looking to get out of California, for there's a lot of reasons why that, but their families are still there. Their kids, their grandkids are there. And when you moved to Arizona, you're not even a day's drive away.
And a 55-minute flight. That was what
exactly.
That made my decision. 55-minute flight, and I was in L.A. And I can take 2 days. If I get 2 days off, I just go and get a dose of those grandbabies, and then I'm good to go. I'm good to go.
And that's what's important.
Yes, I think so.
That's what's important.
I think so.
Well, let's talk about Hanukkah.
Okay, yay, Hanukkah.
And we always like to talk about the celebration and how it started, and again, why it moves around the calendar in, let's say, our calendar as it does.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that piece first. It moves around the calendar because all Jewish holidays follow the Hebrew calendar. And, of course, 2019 years ago is when Jesus lived, and the world, as it followed Jesus and turned into Christianity, started marking time from the day he lived. Mm-hmm. So for those of us who came from traditions that existed before he lived, we're still on the same calendar we've been, and so we're in 5,789 instead of 2019.
Right.
So we still keep counting that way. And that means since the Jewish calendar is directed by the moon, and the secular calendar by the sun. So that's why it always comes at a different time.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it is fun that it overlaps because there is great building of excitement up into that Christmas day.
Right.
And that it's overlaid with Hanukkah for us Jews is, you know, we get to all share in each other's joy because it's a joyous holiday for both religions.
Right, right. Okay, so that very much clears up why it moves around and why I remember one year it was close to Thanksgiving and we talked about it. It was kind of a weird feeling to talk about Hanukkah that you always associate with the gift giving of the holiday.
Yeah, that was strange. Yeah. We lit our first candle on Thanksgiving. That is just awkward, but it happens.
But it works out and it's all about the Festival of Lights and celebrating and being family and friends.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a great holiday for us, and it's very different than the Christmas holiday. This is a real specific holiday where it was the first time that a group of people, and it happened to be ours, decided that they were going to stand up and fight for their religious freedom. So that is not something that really happened in the world before. Whoever was running the show got to tell you what you believed.
Right.
So in about 165 BCE, before the Common Era, the Greek Assyrians were ruling in the land of Israel, and they began to push the Jewish people we have our own customs, we have our own rhythm of life, we eat our own way, we celebrate our own way, and they were just getting a little bit more and more oppressive, saying, no, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do, they began to take away, not to permit us to keep kosher, not to permit us to circumcise our children, not to permit us to observe the Sabbath, which for us Jews is such a central part of our, our spiritual life. And it's really the story of how some of our people said, just do whatever they say. We don't want to, you know, rattle the feathers. And then, when finally the Maccabees, Mattathias and his family, the Maccabees, they finally one day stood up and said, no, if we don't fight for what we believe, then our children will not know what we believe. And it was, part of it was a fight against the ruling party at the time, but it was also a fight amongst us. How much do you assimilate before you lose your identity? So it really was this brave, brave battle. It was a small, tiny group of Jews fighting the big Greek Assyrian army. They had elephants. They were the power enemy at the time. And after 3 years of struggle and battle, we won. We won that war. We won back our right to live as Jews. And Hanukkah means dedication, and it is really the story about getting back to the temple, which had been taken from us in the war, cleaning it up and rededicating our faith, our life, our hope back to God and our way of life as Jews.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we've got eight nights is because the story goes that when we finally made it back into the temple, in those days, you know, you didn't flip on a light switch to get light. You had to get these little cruses of oil and light them. I would have been sitting in the dark all the time. but they found one little cruse of oil that was supposed to last for one day, and they needed it to last longer because it was going to take a full week to clean the mess up. And the miracle is said that it lasted for 8 days. That's why we light a candle every night. But really, the miracle is so much a part of the miracle of human faith and human courage to stand up when a majority is going to the right and you go, I think we're going to the left. It's a scary, frightening thing to do. And it's also miraculous when people have the courage to stand up for what they believe. So this really is the first human recorded fight for religious freedom. As Americans, it's like, what's the big deal? We take that for granted. It's in our Constitution. We have our religious freedom in this great country. But it wasn't always so, and it certainly is not always so in every country on this planet.
Right.
So we're proud of the message of Hanukkah. And it's really just, you know, I guess for everybody, light a candle, be the candle, be the light of your beliefs.
Right.
And it's beautiful that it happens at Christmas this year because we should all be who we are and celebrate our great traditions and share them with each other. And that to me is the future where we just like, we don't tolerate each other, we celebrate each other. And that's one of the beauties where it comes so close to Christmas, where we can you know, we're all in that mode.
Right.
We're all in that joyous mode.
Those are beautiful words to celebrate, too, is to be kind and celebrate each other.
Yeah, celebrate
each other. That's why, you know, on this show, and I always, every year, want people to share in the joy and the love of Hanukkah.
Yeah, thank you, Marnie. That is so fabulous that you do that, and you have a reputation for being really, you do, because, you know, I ask questions when I'm going somewhere to do something. So who are they? What's the deal? So we appreciate that you know, you see the beauty in all of our traditions.
And I do.
Well, we're grateful for that.
Well, thank you. And I do celebrate you. And part of, now gift giving, let's talk about that because that's kind of wrapped itself into
it sure has.
Hanukkah a little bit.
And I'm not ashamed to say, we do a little bit of competing with Christmas and it really shouldn't be that way. What am I saying? I told the kids in our school last week, I said, do you know what your ancestors got for Hanukkah? They got some coins and a little dreidel that has the words on it, a great miracle happened there. They got that because we were poor.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get tons and tons of presents, it's because, thank God, we're not poor like we used to be. The same with Christmas, right? Whoever got four trillion gifts on Christmas.
That's so true.
It's because we live in an affluent society. I'm one, and I know many Christian clergy as well. We sort of wish it could get back to the meaning, but we live in an affluent society, and our parents, I wanted to make my kids happy. I went overboard.
Right.
We all go overboard.
Mm-hmm.
But it really, it's just the symbolism. The giving gifts at Hanukkah was just symbolism. The parents shared with their kids a little dreidel that reminded them that a great miracle had happened and some coins.
And that's why to this day there can dreidels and
that's
coins,
right.
The gold coins, gelt.
But I give chocolate because everyone seems to like chocolate.
Chocolate are part of the Hanukkah.
Absolutely part of it. That's right. That's
and I know how to play.
You do? Good.
I do.
Good.
I've been.
Well, stop by the synagogue sometime.
I actually have my own.
Oh, you do? Well, good. Still drop by and we'll play.
There we go. Well, so, I mean, what a joy to have you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just talking to you.
Kind.
I'm
thank
excited
you.
For
thank
Temple
you.
Bristol. I'm excited for our community
thank
to have you.
You
know, just such
oh,
a warm
that's so
soul.
Kind. Thank you so much.
As part of us, we
I feel
look
quite
forward
blessed.
To
thank you.
Doing more. And,
thank you. You call me anytime you want.
You
anything
bet.
On Jewish religion, you spirituality, I'm your gal.
Oh, well, it's wonderful. Again, we can't welcome you enough to Prescott Valley,
thank
our
you.
Whole Quad Cities area. You'll be
thank
just such
you.
A wonderful fall into our love circle.
Thank you.
Okay?
It means so much. Thank you.
Link's going,
and,
yes.
And a very, very,
right.
very
Rabbi
happy
Julie
holidays
Kozlov,
to you.
Temple
thank you.
Temple Bris Shalom, the new rabbi. 5 weeks she's been here. You run into her, welcome her, give her a big hug. She's just delightful. So, oh gosh. Well, we're going to take a short break here. Let's think about some peace and love and why we celebrate these holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be right back here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's it,
it's grand. Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
Ho, 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 ready to go!
Pretty pumped this year, eh, Santa?
New sleigh, lots of toys, and what's this sticking out of my bag?
Families around Prescott want new Subarus this year.
Those will never fit down a chimney.
It's okay, we've got their garage door codes.
Give Santa a break with some holiday help from Findlay Subaru Prescott. During the 2019 Subaru Share the Love event, you can take a new 2020 Forester home for the holidays for as low as 2.9% APR financing or lease for as low as $279 a month. 2 years complimentary maintenance included. Also during the Share the Love event, Subaru of America will donate $250 to your selected national and hometown charities. Share the love this holiday season at Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers on approved credit excludes government and dealer fees. Now through January 2nd, 2020, lease a new 2020 standard Forester model code LFB-01 for 36 months with $2,479 at signing and zero security deposit. See dealer for complete details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Okay, I have some special guests now, Liz Kennedy, media and marketing person. It says coordinator for St. Luke's Episcopal Church. But I have Father Pierre Boussin joining us today.
Hello.
Hello, Father Pierre. Welcome. So now we're talking about the Christmas holiday here. And Don't Spend Christmas Alone, which is a project of St. Luke's Episcopal Church. But again, supporting community-wide folks that whether you have a place to go, you have family, opening your doors to St. Luke's for people to come and gather in fellowship on the Christmas day.
Yeah.
So exactly, let's talk about that. I'm going to toss it over to Liz and you, Father Pierre, to share the story and how people know more about it.
We cannot do this alone. It's the whole community that gets involved for this community. I mean, what's so important, why you want us to have us on too, this is our 39th year, Marnie, and last year we served 944 meals.
Now, was that at St. Luke's or was that in total?
In total, to the Homebound also.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so we're talking about you open your doors on Christmas Day, but there is an opportunity for those of your homebound to be able to have a wonderful Christmas dinner, but they have to let you know ahead of time. And that's why we're kind of talking about this a little earlier, too, because I want to bring you back as it gets closer to remind people those can get signed up, right?
Yes, and they have to sign up. You just have to call our number. And so I can give you the number, actually. It's 928-778-4499.
And they have to do it by this Friday, the 13th.
Okay, yes, because you have to plan and you have to make routes and things like that. And Father Pierre's going, well, maybe it's not exactly Friday
the 13th.
Yeah,
this is the official day, but we never let someone
slip through.
Yeah, and we need some delay to be sure that we are going to be able to deliver the food in good condition to everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's for dinner?
Oh, I guess
ham.
Ham, yeah.
I love
ham and all the fixings.
Oh, wonderful. So that's even whether you eat at the church or whether you get the meal to go, get it delivered to your home.
Yeah,
it's the same wonderful, delicious food.
Yes.
Exactly. This is the same menu.
Mm-hmm.
And for the delivery at domicile, I am thinking in French now, I'm sorry.
In case you haven't guessed, Father Pierre is French.
Actually, no, I am American now.
Okay, there you go.
He is a citizen.
Still speaking like a French. But yeah, we we have so many meals now that are delivered in houses that we need help, and we are so blessed to have the firefighters, the police department, the sheriff. It's awesome.
So they come pick up the food, go out and deliver it to the folks at home.
Yeah.
We also have shuttle service if the folks can't get to us. No transportation. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And we have shuttles from Prescott leaving the Sprouts parking lot, leaving the Prescott United Methodist Church parking lot, and leaving the Coalition for Compassion and Justice parking lot. For Prescott Valley, they're leaving the Casa Adult Center and the Safeway parking lot. And in Chino Valley, at the Safeway parking lot and the American Legion.
Now, do people have to plan ahead and register or prepay for this?
So first, there is no fee. It's offered. Thank you for asking that. Yes, this is our gift to the community.
Right.
And there is no money at all, no donation. People are welcome like they are.
Right.
Because our goal, and when we started, so the name, Don't Spend Christmas Alone, I guess at first we were thinking about the people who were homeless, people who were no home. But now it's even bigger than that. It's really for people. If you are alone at Christmas, don't stay alone in your house. Come.
Right.
And we are going to feed you.
Mm-hmm. Fellowship.
And this is the beauty of of this event. It's going to be my six Don't Spend Christmas Alone, and I'm always blown away on Christmas Day to see the joy that is happening at St. Luke on that day. The joy on the faces of our guests, joy on the faces of volunteers. It's
amazing.
It's crazy good.
Right. I like crazy good.
And you have people, so sometimes people come with friends or relative, and they are sitting at the same table, but we have tables for eight person, yeah. I guess. So most of the time you are sitting with people that you don't know.
Make new friends.
Yes, and it's amazing because you don't know, you have people from all different backgrounds, people who don't have money, people who are rich but they don't have friends, or their family are far away, and everybody is there and people talk to each other. It's awesome.
Kind of a nice way to celebrate.
This is one of the best ways.
Wasn't
Christmas
that the message?
Christmas is about love. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And be sure to come between 11 and 2 o'clock.
So the hours are between 11 and 2.
Exactly.
But you don't need to register for that.
No.
You can just show up if you plan on just joining everyone at St. Luke's Episcopal Church.
Yeah.
But you do need to register if you need the food delivered to your home.
Yes.
Okay. And that would be calling that number again.
Right. 778-4499.
Excellent. So that's coming up, and that is on Christmas Day, Wednesday.
It's on Christmas Day, yeah.
December the 25th.
Yeah.
We do have a couple other things just before Christmas. This Saturday the 14th, we're going to have our family Christmas craft. We're going to put the tree up. Santa's going to be there with some hot chocolate. People are making ornaments. It's going to be a wonderful time for all the families. Anybody's welcome.
Is it open to anybody?
Yep.
And come?
The whole community.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and it's to have fun together. And so don't say that to the kids, but apparently every year we have a visit of Santa Claus.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay.
So traditionally what we have, the first part of the afternoon, people are making craft to decorate for Christmas trees of a house. And when it's done, we gather around the big Christmas tree where we put the decoration. I make a little blessing. We share the Christmas story. And most of the time, I don't have the time to finish my Christmas story that Santa Claus knocked at the door.
Oh!
And that's at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
2 p.m. this Saturday, the 14th.
Saturday the 14th. All right. So, and that again, you don't need to register.
No,
you just kind of walk in.
No, just come as you are, yeah.
And let's real quick, because we're talking about two of the events and people coming to the church, where are you located?
We're at 2000 Shepherd's Lane. We're right off the 89 off Ruger Road. Take a right off Ruger and you'll see the church.
Okay.
The big cross.
Okay.
Can't miss it.
All right.
And one other special service we're going to have on December 20th. It's called the Blue Christmas. It's a worship service of darkness and light designed particularly for people experiencing grief, loss, or hardship during the Christmas season. And we recognize many are suffering at this time of the year and desire a somber, gentle service to gather with others.
That's a wonderful thing.
Any kind of problem you have, if you are not in the mood to celebrate, in the mood to be joyful, that could be a good service just to celebrate Christmas and to acknowledge that.
And that is when again?
It's on December 20th at 5:30 p.m.
You know, we take it for granted. We go through the holidays and we're all, many of us are just cheerful, singing the carols and wearing elf outfits like Liz is right now. And forget that there are many that are suffering through other things, loss or depression, things like that. And it is one of those times. So that is wonderful that you have that service that's kind of special and can touch and bring people together. Mm-hmm.
And for more information, you can go to our website at www.stlukespresket.church.
And your phone number one more time.
928-778-4499.
Well, Liz Kennedy and Father Pierre, thank you for joining us from St. Luke's Episcopal Church, giving back so much into the community. You're always part of my Christmas and holiday spirit and season and love.
Thank you for having us, and every time I'm happy to be with you.
Oh, I'm always happy too. Okay, thank you. Thanks. Okay, short break here, a little bit of news, and when we come back, more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ at 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. 95.5 FM, and we're on the web, kqna.com.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Maricopa County records its first pediatric flu death of the season. Dr. Rebecca Sunenshein with the County Health Department says an infant who is too young to get immunized has died.
We do see pediatric deaths because children younger than 5 and especially younger than 2 are at much higher risk of developing serious complications from the flu.
Dr. Sunenshein says it also underscores how critical it is to get the flu shot yourself.
This is a reminder, flu can affect anyone, even healthy children.
And the flu shot protects you and others from the flu.
When we get the flu vaccine, we aren't just protecting ourselves, we're protecting our family members who are too young to get vaccinated, and also the seniors who don't respond as well to the vaccine and can have really severe complications from the flu.
The Dewey Humboldt Town Council meets at 6:30 tonight. They'll discuss changes to the town code.
At Town Hall on Highway 69, I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
Sunny today, cloudy tonight and tomorrow morning, chilling overnight to near 33, before clearing to sunny highs in the mid-50s tomorrow through Saturday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, with a big cool-down arriving Sunday and Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling after bedtime to a cloudy 36, then clearing tomorrow afternoon to mostly sunny highs in the low to mid-60s, Wednesday through Saturday, before that big chill. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, wishing all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, Adam, you didn't leave anything for me.
Well, you could tell everyone to call Gettle's for furnace tune-ups and plumbing repairs.
But you just did that.
How about just a simple thank you to all of our customers?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Adam.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Warm holiday wishes from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Call 928-567-2200. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
We've decked the halls at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Oh, what fun the whole family will have with a December to remember. Now through December 29th, rock around our ice skating rink. Eat, drink, and be merry with hot cocoa and holiday treats. But wait, do you hear? Special visits from Santa spreading holiday cheer. For more information, visit us at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. It's going to be a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Chamber, Spotlight on Business and Spotlight on Great People. My first guest is Jerry Tarling. He's the branch manager over at National Bank in Prescott Valley, and he also happens to be a chamber ambassador. We swooped him up. He's a good guy in the community. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you.
So how long have you been over there at Prescott Valley Branch?
I've been with National and Prescott Valley since July.
Okay. And how do you like us?
Love it. I mean, I've lived up here for about 10 years, so mm-hmm. being able to get involved with the community, especially with my job as well, has been a huge plus. And, I mean, everything I do up here, you guys are so welcoming. Just couldn't ask for more.
You know, everybody knows banks, credit unions, you know, it's personal choices, and I personal choice love you guys, have since I moved to Arizona, just part of it's developing relationships. But what makes, National Bank, and specifically the Prescott Valley branch, special?
I think what makes my branch in particular special is my people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've been there, you know, going on 6 months now, and every single day I've got a customer coming in talking about how great one of my people helped them. Some of it's really big stuff. The stuff that makes me feel the best is like, hey, you helped me balance a checkbook, or hey, you helped me with some kind of estate planning on the large stuff. I mean, you name it, my staff's been able to just benefit somebody's life in the most meaningful ways.
Right, helping people.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about. You know, mm-hmm. as you pointed out, every bank's got its rules and regs.
Right.
It's not a secret. And being able to, like, get involved with our clients on a one-on-one level, I'm fortunate to have a company that supports that mentality, and it's just been a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that is very unique to you, or maybe I just go there a lot and see it, is you support the nonprofit communities by allowing them a space to promote or showcase them.
Yeah.
Share a little bit about how you do that and what you do.
Yeah, so it's our business of the week table. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I'm very passionate about, my staff as well, any kind of business, especially ones we haven't like heard of or ones we feel are underrepresented, I will go out, talk with them, find out how we might be able to help them set up a table, just get a little bit more face time with the clients. We put it right up next to my teller line. You know, we get a few hundred people in there a day. Doesn't cost them anything. They can come in. I mean, we do got to meet and make sure everything's cool before we put them up.
Sure.
But, yeah, we will set a table up. They get it for the whole business week. We'll do it for a business twice a year. And just anything. Like recently we helped with the turkey drive.
Yes.
Waiting in the lobby here. We're talking about a food drive coming up for, I have to look it up to be honest, but mm-hmm. just the best nonprofits. We've had newer businesses that joined the chamber. We offer it to them too, letting the community know, hey, they're part of the chamber. Love being an ambassador, being able to help them do that. We had a business recently that was like, hey, it's Christmas, you know, do you mind if we throw up something? Worked with them on helping putting up some marketing. Mm-hmm. Their table was gone in like 2 days.
Wow.
So I know this time of year, depending on your business, can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you name it, we're there to help.
I think that's what, you know, has always been great about what you have done over there and who you are. And you bring just, again, as a branch manager, a face to the branch, obviously, because they recognize you and they see you out in the community, and you are out in the community.
Yeah, it's one of the things I love most. Like every Monday, I kind of tell my staff my schedule, like on these days where I'm going. One of the things I've been trying to incorporate too is bringing my staff with me to a lot of the events, trying to get them some FaceTime as well. Because you know, it's I get a lot of the credit being in charge, but I mean, it's really my people that allow me to do what I do. And I feel like they should be able to share in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, you walk into a bank, they're big buildings, they can be intimidating. Being able to talk to a teller knowing that they're going to bring the same kind of caring that I would is important for my clients and just anybody that's in my community to know.
Well, I love your staff. I love your people. But I also love your three-lane drive-through.
We still have a three-lane drive-through.
There is never a wait there.
No.
That's one of the things that's always... You get in there, and no matter if there's other cars, that there's always a lane that's open for you. And somehow you may wait the same amount of time, but not being third in line is different than being third in the lanes.
It really is. That perception is key. And so, I mean, the truth is I've got one teller running three lanes, but
yeah, you do.
You don't feel like it. You know,
no.
You come in, you just drive in, you put it in, they talk to you on the spot, they know your name, and they're going to take care of what you need.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, heck, bring your dog through. They give him a dog treat. Like,
true customer service.
It is. And that's what makes us different, though, is,
right.
You know, we genuinely do care. Everyone in my building does.
Mm-hmm. Let's tell everybody where you're located, because I keep talking about Prescott Valley, but you're right in the center of town.
We are. We're dead center. We're right on Glassford Hill in the 69. Can't miss it. Big two-story building. Parking lot, huge. So more than easy to get into. But, yeah, we're right there. Can't miss us.
So come on over if you're looking, you know, obviously Christmas accounts or things going on, you know, check them out to serve your banking needs. They provide all banking services.
Yeah, we are full service. We have everything, and we can reach out to anyone if we can't.
Soup to nuts.
Absolutely.
Soup to nuts and banking.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Jerry Tarling. He is the new branch manager with us 5 months. Feels like he's been with us 5 years. He's part of the family. So glad to have you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, jump over here and talk to Heidi Foster. She is communications relations coordinator with the Prescott Valley.
Don't that was Jerry's exit.
Jerry just left the building. Anyway, we're talking about, you know, this has been a lot about holidays and things going on, but also right around the corner, closer than we would even care to wish for, is 2020. Holy smokes, Heidi, when did that get here?
I don't know. It's going faster every single year.
Right. A lot of people now, you know, we're enjoying the Christmas holiday or Hanukkah. You know, we're mm-hmm. enjoying the holiday season. It's a special time that it seems like everybody just tries to be a little nicer and it's just nice time.
It is.
But then also in some of our minds, we are looking ahead to next year and what is our life going to look like? We plan New Year's resolutions to try and keep, you know, or as I call them, New Year's goals.
Well, you don't keep everyone.
Well, I change it and call it goals.
There you go.
What
would
I like to do in 2020 or that next year? And I make a list. Because I always think that it's fun to make a list. I love to check things off.
I do too.
Like I feel like I've accomplished something.
Right.
Even if it's walk to the kitchen. But no. A lot of people look to enhance their lives, and one of the best ways they can enhance their lives is through volunteerism.
That's right.
Don't you agree?
I do, and Prescott Valley has the perfect opportunity to do that. The town has 250 volunteers.
Wow.
Which is kind of amazing. We have more volunteers than we have employees.
Wow. So, and they are priceless. That's what we talk about, our volunteers.
Well, they really are. And, you know, we have, I was just thinking about the Prescott Valley Police Department. We have our VIPs, volunteers in policing. And last year they gave almost 14,000 hours.
Wow.
And so that's time that officers, sworn personnel can be out on the streets and they don't have to worry about those sort of mundane chores that they don't have to go do that. And our volunteers pick that up. And they also do skill things like cold case. And they help with patrol. They help with traffic, handicap enforcement and mm-hmm. those things that are so important.
Right.
And then the library just pretty much runs with their volunteers. They're amazing.
Right.
And so we've had people that have been there for years and years. And then in the Civic Center, we have great skilled volunteers that have been there for years. And, you know, speaking of the season, one of our best volunteers is Danny Karchuk, who's been there for, gosh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now. And every year, he actually grows out his beard and hair and has it dyed to play Santa.
Yes, and he's going to be making his rounds around here, and I believe Santa will be on our radio show in a couple of weeks, too. So we'll have this very special guest.
He's just one of those people that he just lives to help other people.
You know, and there's so many people like that.
There is, yes.
And, you know, when we're talking about opportunities,
mm-hmm.
Like you said, there's some skilled, but it's some I'll show up and say, I want to help give you, you know, 4 hours a week. Give me something to do, even.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find a job.
Right. And if you looked on our website and you looked at what's available for volunteers, if you don't see something that suits what maybe you'd like to do, I always encourage people to give me a call because I'll find a place for you. I will. And, you know, we want people, you know, our town manager, Larry Tarkowski, his big thing is he wants people to be engaged in the community. And if you're volunteering, you're engaged in your community.
Right.
And then you go out and you engage others.
Right.
And so, and most of our volunteers pretty much have flunked retirement.
Right, exactly. But a lot of your volunteers, and like those that serve on commissions
mm-hmm.
and some of the boards, mm-hmm. Are doing it because they want to volunteer outside their job. Let's
right.
say, I,
mm-hmm.
you know, I feel like one of the things I volunteer with is the Lions Club. You
right.
know, and I serve through the Lions Club, and I volunteer and give a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been selling Christmas trees a lot this past couple of weeks at our Christmas tree lot. But that to me is giving. I've got Link right here, our fabulous Link Elliott.
That's right.
Who works here at the station, but she is on the Arts and Culture Commission mm-hmm. as currently chairwoman. And she gives a lot of time outside her job
yep.
to support the Arts and Culture Commission in Prescott Valley. So, you know, yes, some of them are retirees and have flunked retire, but a lot of them, us who volunteer, mm-hmm. are working people that just want to give a little extra and continue to be engaged.
Well, and we've also had great volunteers who have come in and want to learn new job skills or just get some experience. And we have actually had volunteers come in who we have encouraged to come on board full-time or part-time.
And
as a paid employee, we've hired them.
Right.
So. And I can name probably four or five of them right now who are outstanding employees of the town who have come from volunteering.
Right. So. And one of the things that's lovely, you love on your volunteers.
Oh, we do love
you
our
love
volunteers.
On your volunteers.
Yes.
You give them a big dinner every year. You know, you take care of them with fabulous food and entertainment.
Yeah.
And thank them, special recognitions.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about volunteers, though, is our volunteers, they never ask for that. And they just say, no, don't go out of your way. I mean, we try to honor them as much as we can, but their heart is just in giving. And I think that's amazing.
So how would somebody find out what's available or how to, maybe they just want to come and talk to you?
Right. You can go online at pvaz.net or you can call me at 928-759-3123.
Right. So if volunteering or doing something with the town, engaging in your community, whether you've just moved here or whether you've been here a long time, give it a try. I mean, there's something for everyone over there.
And it's a good way to get out and make new friends and talk with people and not be alone.
Right. Absolutely. Give Heidi a call. She'll set you up. And again, it's part of your New Year's goals. This is a great opportunity and a great place to work and a great community to be a part of.
It is.
All right. Heidi Foster, thank you so much. Jerry Carling, you're still in the room. Thank you for joining us. And we're going to take a short break. And it's time to say goodnight on this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Tuesday evening here in the Quad Cities. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cottonwood Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's Santa's plan.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Thank you all for joining us today. What a wonderful show. Got to meet Rabbi Julie Koslow. What a great asset to our community. Pretty excited, and also learn more about the Hanukkah celebration. Don't spend Christmas alone with Liz Kennedy and Father Pierre. Again, wonderful, talking about how they give back to the community and bring a place for everyone to join together in fellowship and have a meal together on Christmas Day. Chamber Spotlight, Who Doesn't Love Heidi Foster, taking care of your volunteer needs. If you're looking to volunteer, give her a call. 2020 could be your year to get out and be more engaged in the community. This is a great way to do it. And then, of course, Jerry Tarling, wonderful work he's doing over at National Bank, right across the street from our building. So we're pretty excited to have him on the show. And again, what he gives back to the community, helping our nonprofits and businesses. And then going on tonight, we want to remind everybody, buddy, that the Northern Arizona Suns have a game tonight. Starts at 6:30 and doors open at 5:30. So come on over. If you are looking for your gift giving needs for your holidays, the team store is open. So always having some local team swag or merchandise or sweatshirts. So always makes a fun gift. Or always tickets are a great stocking stuffer. And we have some great concerts coming up. And so a lot of exciting stuff, including the exciting Cirque Show, that is the 27th of December, and then Cirque du Soleil, the official Cirque du Soleil Axel Show, will be here in March, but more about those as we go on together. So get on over there, maybe enjoy an evening, take a break from your holiday shopping and the stress of what's going on, and enjoy a game with the Northern Arizona Suns. But from Lincoln and I, we're just glad you join us here every Tuesday, and we appreciate you and thank you. So you have a great 2 weeks, and we'll be back with more for Christmas Eve. Have a great 2 weeks.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.